This is Rashad Smith, and this is a presentation of Change Initiative. The articles and newsletters that we've read over the past few weeks have alluded to the fact that the administrator's position and role as a leader is constantly changing. There is a consistent need for leaders to be able to adjust to in-house rules, federal laws, and also the social settings in which their educational institutions exist. This situation is starting to require that administrators are equipped with more of a wide variety of skills to help cultivate the outlining environment. They must couple that with the knowledge of demographic background of the school and staying on top of new and emerging technological advancements. Adding to the idea of change is the fact that there are an overwhelming amount of statistical studies that make the suggestion that in order for communities to flourish, there's a need for the teaching and administrative staffs to add diversity as to make sure that their team of people properly represents the community. If this occurs, the success of the students rapidly accelerates. We saw a good example of this in a YouTube video that was presented this week. The Erie Charter School was opened with a focus on biliteracy and decided to start with the youngest children and work its way up. In the videos, the Chicago-based company presented a not-so-new idea that the learning environment should be a place of learning and a place for fun. Erie House incorporated areas for children and adults and expanded into medical spinoffs for low-income residents. This organization was everything that a community organization should be in partnering with education. They took an active role in the development of the community, and as a result, the students that worked with the organization are said to have a 100% high school graduation rate and a 97% college acceptance rate. That's an amazing accomplishment for what can be considered an underdeveloped area of the city. Many stories like these exist around the country, but in order to make the experiences like this happen everywhere, there needs to be more diversity among the educational workforce. The sad reality is that Erie is not representative of the entire country. In 2016, members of the Department of Education wrote an article that discussed the progress of diversity in education. The article revealed the rates at which the population of students nationwide are changing and the rates that principals and staff are changing. The white or Caucasian enrollment nationwide has gone from 59% to 51%, and that's from 2002 to 2012. And is slated to go down even further by 2024, yet the teaching population right now is 82% Caucasian. Subsequently, the representation in administration of minority candidates has been much smaller in comparison to the student numbers. The teacher percentage amongst the entire teaching population is 20% minority, with the student rating being 47% minority. Because of the lack of diversity in the workforce and the fact that the leadership skill set requires knowledge in so many areas, there's a need to make sure that the support and teaching staffs match the areas of need for the principal. We also have to pile on the fact that the principal's role in the past was that of a leader who pushed down ideas to subordinates who would then carry them out. This essentially meant that there was a heightened amount of responsibility on the principal to handle a wide variety of issues within the school. The problem with this model was that the principal then had to carry out every key part of the vision, and if for some reason he or she wasn't present, there's a drastic fall off in the performance of the entire school in certain areas of production. The alternative to that is working to develop leaders in the capacity within others, leadership in the capacity within others in your working environment. A principal who goes at it alone or dominates the situation will find that everyone in the school becomes overly dependent on his or her guidance to implement new ideas. But in order for the principal to relinquish his style of role, the support staff needs to have leaders amongst them to carry out the vision so that the principal isn't in such a high demand. In order for this system of implementations and change to occur within the program and have lasting results, there has to be an understanding that change doesn't occur overnight, and these changes have to give the educational institution the opportunity to be more diverse and representative of the community as a whole. For this reason, I feel the change initiative should be centered around recruitment, cultivation, and retention of staff. The design and implementation plan looks something like this. The idea is that there needs to be some incentive for teachers to bring in talent to the school system in order for the school to stay on track with introducing new initiatives and staying on track with state standards. The recruiting effort will have several layers. Teachers who bring in new hires from outside of the district will receive a pay incentive. After each year, the referring teacher will receive additional bonuses for every year the recruit stays. The recruit must finish a year and meet the standard of 3 out of 5 on evaluations in order for incentives to kick into play. When a recruit meets the 5-year mark, there are additional incentives that are added for their recruiter. Only one person can be responsible for each recruit. Phase 2 of the process focuses on teacher retention with an emphasis on making sure that the first-year teacher stays on the right track. We all know that it is extremely important to hire the right people, but it will do no good to hire recruits if they cannot be kept for an extended period of time so the school system can build continuity within its ranks. Principals will place the first-year teacher with a mentor who is chosen at the beginning of the year. The mentor receives smaller incentives than the recruiter did, but an incentive must be added. The recruit must sign off on the mentor, stating that they choose that person for their process. This is an important portion of the program, as it must be a positive interaction between the mentor and the mentee to be successful. The mentor must have a certain specified number of individual meetings with the new recruit within the first year, and the new recruit must meet the 3 out of 5 standard on evaluations in order to receive the pay incentive. That means a volunteer could potentially receive incentives in 2 different ways, as a recruiter and the mentor if so desired. The recruit, as previously mentioned, can only have one person as a recruiter, as that person is a person who would have been deemed to have brought them into the system, but the recruit can choose a new mentor at the end of every year if needed. This portion of the recruiting initiative will hopefully help to build relationships and give an option for bad matches to be dissolved. The cap for all incentives is 5 years. The ultimate goal for the program is to match talent and diversity of teachers and the needs of the educational system. The last point is that the system should look to assemble a teaching staff that demographically resembles that of the student body. In my school, there are 878 students, and 55% of them are African American. Our faculty has 72 teachers or support staff members. There are only 10 members of our faculty that are African American, which only accounts for 13% of our faculty. There are demographic challenges within the system because of recruiting, and I feel as though the program could start to help alleviate some of the problems within the framework of the system. The goal for recruiting should be to increase the percentage of minority teachers from 13 to 20%, which is an additional 4 teachers at the end of the 3-year period, and the percentage should go up to a minimum of 30% by the end of year 5. That's an additional 11 teachers. These numbers should not be adjusted throughout the 5-year period, as this places an emphasis on not only recruiting new talent, but retaining it. The first step in conclusion to being a successful principal is to make sure that your staff is a representation of yourself and the community. They must be a talented group and need to be able to handle the added responsibility of the advancement of the school vision and classroom initiatives. If the right people are in place, the start of good results can happen. Consistency in production and continuity of staff is a key to progression. So the idea of putting all hands on decks for recruiting and retention works in favor of everyone involved. This program is a good place to start and a great place to build, because when the right people are in place, the school can have maximum efficiency. Thanks for your time.